all the Masim Kuf Tarek Zayin, the Sugya of Hatmitzav to Zimun, the case of 3 people, the case of 10 people. The Gemara from Zayin comes down, the Maisa with Rab and Shmuel, they're sitting by a Sugya, they finished eating, they've not benched yet, came along with a Simi, they try to start to eat quickly to go bench with them. So Rab is, my Daitcho, what are you doing? The Maisa, you finished eating over here. So Shmuel told Rav, Idu Maisi, they brought to us mushrooms, or small pieces of chicken, the delicacy, the dessert they had in those days, we would not have eaten. So since we would have eaten, obviously we would not have finished. And therefore, if Simi would have ended together with us, we do have a Zeman over here. Now the pashas of the Sugya is not that they actually brought. Pashas, they did not bring anything. And we have a Kein Migri. If they would have brought, Lashon, our friend is Idu Maisi, Ilu Maisu, if we would have brought, would have eaten, therefore, if we ended off together. Lalocha Teishu in the Sugya says, the fact that Shmuel says it, Rav and Maisu does not answer, disagree over here. Therefore, Lalocha Maisu, Paskin with this Svar over here, that the fact is, we did not bench yet, we would have eaten dessert, that is enough. Now, how much is considered as if we would have eaten? So Mishnah Berurah speaks out, let's say you're Svar already, but in a case of Echila Gaso, Avadi can eat over here. But in general, in most cases, says Mishnah Berurah, as long as you eat ma'at, the words of the Sharetzion says, the case of a kol shu, quoting the Rambam, ma'isa, that's enough. A gam, the prima gadol, was sopik of the shir, is like zayis or mashu. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, the ged over here is a mashu. Once the shir is a mashu, says Rav Shai Dublitsky, the sefer on Sherev Brachas, in general, that's all cases. In every case, everyone can eat at least a mashu, not the ged of a chilegasa. And this, therefore, this halacha is very practical in general in all cases. Now, when the second over here, the Rav and Shmuel was eating, and came along with Rav Simi, and he wants to eat with them. Is there a chiv to wait for Rav Simi to go eat and to finish? Well, no, it's a nice thing. So the people going to speaks out that there is no chiv zimun. That means, let's say Rav and Shmuel have to run somewhere, to go somewhere. They can say, I've dasked not to be tzarf with you, and they have a right to bench. The Gam speaks out the Prima Gadim. We know the Loch and Simon Kut Sadi Gimel says the Machaber, it's a mitzvah for 2 people to rot Achazimun. So the mitzvah is to wait for Rav Simi. Avol Halacha, you don't have to wait for him, and you can remind not to bench right now. However, let's say Echlami, Rav and Shmuel ate. Rav Simi came and ended with them, and they waited. Now, once Rav Simi now ended with them, is there a Chiv right now? Now the Maisi, Rav and Shmuel ate nothing together with him. They could have, they would have, they might have, but they didn't. Is there a chiv right now? So the Bialoch over here brings down that once you're passing like the Rosh Hashita, that we say, what's a chiv of Zimun? We do not go like the Rabbeinu Yonah, Dafka after Atzchol Sasuda, we go like the Rosh Hashita, like the Torah Paskins, the Machaba Paskins. We go after Atzchol and sign the Saif. Therefore, this is the Nechel Negeda of Saif. And therefore, right now, there's a chiv of Zimun. What's your passing like the Rosh? The Oid says to Prima Gadim, I'll bring you right over here. Because according to Rav, his sheet is, could 2 people be mezam by themselves? The beginning of the paragraph, the shail of 2 people is a mitzvah to mezam or not. Why is it we don't? Rav is a man diyomo who says 2 people have reshus to be mezamim. So if Rav is a man diyomo who says 2 people have reshus, so what are we waiting for? What's Rav Simi coming to add over here? Must be, says the Prima Gadim, come to add in the case of a chiv right now. Not as a chiv. That means once you end together, you waited for him, Magam, you never ate anything together, as nichol nisayda the Rosh, of ending together, says the Bialacha. Therefore, the Maisa, right now you have a chiv. And the Bialacha points out, the Rashi in the Sugya, this Pasha Rashi says, there's a chiv right now. Now you have 3 people that enter together. Who should be the mezamim? Is it the 2 people who have the Ikka Sudo? Well, seemingly, the Maisa came at the end. So the Bialacha over here points out, the one who came at the end, the Maisi, they ate together, Agam, they did not mamashi together, he has the right to make the Zimun. Atzad HaShem, you already learned Simon Reish Aleph, over there in Sif Aleph, the Bialacha brings out the Hemshech of the Sugya, that discusses a case over there that came along a Gadol, and he ate afterwards. Then the question was, who should Mavarach over there? The Ikka Sudo, the Gadol, says the Gemara, and the Bialacha brings down, since he is a Gadol, he should be Mazamim. Mashaykh, not the people who ate the Ikra Sudo. Says Bialacho, however, Lachur, if it's no Gadol over here, who should be the Mezameim? Pashas is the ones who ate the Ikra Sudo. So it sounds like a little bit of a stereo, the Bialacho by us, versus Bialacho over there in Reish Aleph. Maisel, I don't think it's a stereo over here, he's discussing who has the right to Mezameim. Who was right? All 3 of them. The 2 who ate together, one who came at the end. over there discussing who should lead the mezamin, who in the hierarchy, we know the different kolmul there, an areach, a bal bos, a kohen, who goes first. The hierarchy should be a gadol. There is no gadol, then the ones who ate the ikar sudo should go next. Not the one who came last, because he's not part of the ikar sudo. So everyone can make the zimun. But let's say you had two people eating, and someone came at the end and you wait for him, he should not do the zimun unless he's a gadol. I come to be a loch, ends up over there at Tzarechi, and before that's what should come out. Well, it says to be a loch over here, a klal that we see numerous times before already. Mishmuros have gone, Sibuk Kuf Tadigimel, Sibukon Chavdalis, Sibukon Chavvah, bring down the klal Bekolius. What's a loch when you have a sopik by the case of 10, you have a sopik by the case of 3, what to go do? So he speaks out quoting a prim godim, quoting also the chayodom, that since the gate of the sugi of 10 is a shayla of Shem Shman Vatolo, Lysisa Shem Vashav, therefore, a person should not make a zim negate to 10. Masha enki negate the locha of 3. We have a case of a suffix. Since it's not negate to Shem Shemaim, Masha zim when you're just saying a pasuk, Yishem Hashem Avarach, nothing wrong with saying a pasuk. Therefore, when you have a case of a suffix, the Masha do make a zim over here. Now, they just speak out, what is the lumdus of Ilu Maisi? If I would have came, we would have ended off together. I could have eaten dessert together with you. How far do you take this yisoid over here? The example, let's say one person ate by himself. He finished. He's sitting, learning a little bit. Another guy comes. Fine. And then he finishes. And then a third guy comes. And then he finishes. They say, Ilu Maisi, 1, 2, and 3. Each one by themselves. More common, this one to speak out. Share brachas. You have 4 people there. Fine. Comes time to bench. Get 3 people from the street. Fine. They ate their mezainis over there, or ladak mezainis, whatever the case, they ate. And then you have 7, then 3 neighbors come down, now you have 10. 4, 3, and 3. You can say the yisoid of Ilu Maisi, which does happen. You see by Sherebach, people do that. So it's brought down the Issus of Yashiv and Dine Fisher, and they want Taina. You can't take it that far. You have Roiv Zimun, you have a case of 6 or 7, fine, it works. You have 2, would work, but take it that far. Shai Tibuliski has a safer on Sherebach. He says, but the Minigal Oilam is not the way. Go to Sherebach. People have 4, bring 3 over there, 3 over there. Mm-hmm. He says, well, Maisa Tzarchin, what's the right to go do that? He says, the minig is Maisa to be Michael. He says, if Bepoyol, the 4 people are still eating their dessert, and then people come, so still etz them eating together, which a lot of times does happen that way. People that don't finish till their mamish finished, and chlami, then it'll work. But Stamazal, you have a case of 4 people, mamish finished, you wait to other people just eat their dessert or drink whatever they're drinking over there. How can you take 4 to 3 to 3? What's your right? Take the side of Ilu Maisu when you have no Ikazimun over here. Finally, he said the many others to you, Michael. The swam sound like the Maisu, I'll be swarish by to be Machm over here. Void. Let's say a person, we know the Loch will get to. You discuss, we have 2 people, and then you have a case of Yerukis. Or you have 9 people in the case of Yerukim and Tsarif. Let's say if a carrot. If one person sat down to eat his vegetables, he finished. Then came along 2 other people, and they washed, and they ate. And the guy ate Yerukis, did not say burn the fashes. Do you say Ilu Maisu by case of Yerukis, by Paris? Do you say that? So again, the question to Dine Fisher, and kind of is, Ilu Maisu is when they have a Din Zimun, a Din Birch Samozon. To say that in the case of Yerukis, Havim Lahisu more than the Chiddush of the Gemara, that you cannot say. We said we ended it off together. So there seem to be 2 limitations that Achoyin and Malakta bring down Mizmanazeh. We only say in the get to pass, not Paris or Yerukis. And number 2, it has to be when you have the Rav of Zimun, not when you have the meat of the Zimun. The Mechab goes on further and makes down this klal over here of Ilu Maisu is dark in a situation where you did not say Havlon Nevarach. The Maz Maisiv also, you did not say a case of Maim Achoyinim, because Maim Achoyinim is like the case of Havlon. Now, there's a Maharam and the Meshavua Be'alocha, just a quick chazor came out in the Simukuf Hayin Tess. That means the Ramov here said, Ayin Simukuf Hayin Tess. Over there, what came out, there are 2 cases, Havlon and Nevarach, and the case of Maim Achoyinim. The gate to Havlon and Nevarach came on the Balabas, who was right to go say it. He said, Abel is mine, so let's go bench. It's very clear in the Sugim Sachum and Afkov Tess, in the gear to shtio, a person cannot drink afterwards, unless you make a bracha. Otherwise, you cannot drink afterwards. Once the Baal Bas says we finished, Mesiach Das. What about the negate of the Sugya of Achilo? Is that the negate of Mesiach Das? So the Mechaber brings down 2 sheets among the Rishonim. It starts with calling the Rosh Hashita Achilas Keshtia, and therefore if you want to eat afterwards, you need a Sugya of a Bracha. Masha'inke, the Mechaber brings down the Ben Yoino, the Ran Shita, says no, only negate the Shtia, you'll need another Bracha. Neger tachilo, you can eat even without a bracha. That comes out, neger tachilo, when a person says, Hal Mavarach, can you eat? Everyone agrees you can eat. The question is, with a bracha or without a bracha? That's the machaber. Alocha come up the Mishnah by Havlan Unavarach, neger tachilo, what do you go do? He says to be machmer. He says, therefore, don't eat at all. Why? Because on the tzad of the Rosh, you have to eat with a bracha. According to the Ben Yoni, you cannot make a bracha. Masha Ekein, according to the Ben Yoni, did not make a bracha, nor did a bracha. What do you do? Says Mishkua, according to the Achroinim, the Achila not to eat at all. That means even though Achila can be less than Shtiyah, practically the Mishkua is being more machman than Shtiyah. That means the Shtiyah, Pasha says, L'kulamo, you can drink after Havel Varach, but with a bracha. Achila should be less, but since we have a machloike, says Mishkua, don't eat at all. That's Havel Varach. That's what came out in Simukovayin Tess. Negeta my machroinim. That's the Gemara we had in Daf Ben Beis by Osir Brachas. The Gemara says, take him, the Tilos Yadayim is a locha bracha. Therefore, the Mechava Paskins, that's even higher than Havlon Unvarach. And a person cannot even eat it with the bracha. Eating is also. What's a svara? Says the Beis Yosef. Why it's a scholar of the bracha? A scholar of Birch Samosim. Once the Birch Samosim, you can eat with the bracha. The idea of my machroinim is ke'in the scholar of Birch Samosim. The Bialocha does point out over there, numerous Hashanah disagree. It says, Ma'am Achonim is like Havlon Unvarach. Maisi says, L'chadchilu, we are machma like the Chaber, according to the Bach, the Magavram, and therefore we will not eat at all after Ma'am Achonim. Fine, that Bekitzer Kufayin test came out, we have two ideas. Havlon Unvarach, Negeta Shtiyah, yes, with a bracha, Achila not at all. Negeta Ma'am Achonim, a person cannot eat, Tzatzchol HaBechsel Mosem, L'chashishvor. Negeta Aosigyo, come along, we have this Chamon Mechaber. It says Havlon Varach, you being Mesiach Das, Saif Machila, Saif Mishtiyah, points out the Mishnah over there in Simon Kofayin Tess, the Machab over here is Sosom. Machab over here is not Machab to Nachila and Shtiyah. We see how the Machab is paskening. The Nachila and Shtiyah are the same thing, and a person cannot eat unless you make a bracha. That means over here he is paskening like the Rosh. Says the Mishnah in Kofayin Tess, like the Rosh over here. Negate my Machin also. We're saying the Locha is my Machin is Hesach Adas, like Havlon Varach, and therefore a person cannot be Mitzdarif when someone comes later on. Come along, the Magavram, quoting a Bach, Samaiso. We have a mitzvah to Rots Achazim. We have two people who had a case of Maim Achrenim over here. So you have a situation of a mitzvah. Those who argue Maim Achrenim and says you have a right for a person to go eat with the bracha. So what should you go do, even if you didn't Maim Achrenim, says the Magavram, go wash your hands, make a bracha of a mitzi, eat a kezayis, and that's mitzarev together. And therefore, two people, my machinim, someone comes in, so let's make a zimun again. What do you go do? Call the Mokavram, calling the Bach, go wash, make a mitzi, make a new zimun. A mitzvah to rotz acha zimun. And therefore, the grass, the chayot, don't pass like this. Meister Bialocha, he says, I'm not quoting this shita. They freak it up. They're coming from Mishmur calls it Taz that way. But the El Rabbah says, first of all, there are two points. One mitzvah Makaris and a second mitzvah Sorrow. One El Rabbah says mitzvah Makaris. His words are, we loy mitzvah shum shoris u mashmois b'shavs v'paiskim. No one do we see this idea, once after Maim Achreinim, once after Havim Levarach, we see an idea that a person has a mitzvah to go eat again, make a bracha. We have no Makar that way. Aleph. No Makaris. Two, they want tiny in Sorrow. Let's say, for example, one person ate by himself. Does he have a mitzvah to rotz achar zimun? He has no mitzvah. So in essence, what happened? One person came and is eating. Two people said a case of Maim Achreinim. In essence, when they did Maim Achreinim, they're making a new bracha. Is that a nayor achilo? Or that's an old achilo? Pashas, the tziruf is what? It's with the new achilo. You're making a mitzvah now, you're eating the gezayis now. So you have one person over here that's eating. And you want to rotz achar zimun of the two people that each go make a mitzvah and make a bracha now in Ilek Zayis. Says the El Rabbo, that mitzvah is a new zimun. That's a new mitzvah over here. It's nothing to do with the old mitzvah over here. There's no halacha on one to run after two. No such thing over here. Therefore, why in the world, Mitzvah Makaris or Sfaris, so a person after Maim Achreinim, which we pass can cannot eat, cannot drink, and can't talk. And if you talk, you might have to wash your hands all over again. Mitzvah that, if a mitzvah rotz acharov, 1 to 2, Lo Shemana Vlini Dov Kaza. And therefore the halacha is very clear. There's not even a quote, a sheet over here. It's very frank by the achronim that we're not going to have this halacha that after my achronim, the person should have this idea of go washing again and making a case of a moitzi. They do point out, let's say it did happen. After Havna Baruch, after my achronim, a person did wash and did make a moitzi. A lot of it is mitzaref. I mean, don't argue on the halacha of the Bach the Magarvam. The argument is, should you go do it or not? Therefore, Shai Dabliski points out, in a case like Sheva Brachas, real Maisa, you have your nine people, and they looked around and tried to get somebody, try. They ate 15, 20 minutes, and people are like, okay, we can't get a minion. And they're about to bench, and then what happens as always? Another guy walks in. Then what do you go do? Maisa works. We have Magarvam, we have a Bach. Let's say everyone go ahead and do a Moitzi, and either Gezayas. And he said, I, the Maisa, can argue the point, say, wait a second, these Panim Kadoshis, they were by last Sudo, not by this Sudo. No, this is Etzim one Sudo, that's what I'm saying. Etzim, it's one Sudo. It's one Sudo, just, you know, we have a Numachayim over here. And then we time has been said, when they share Brachas and Echlami, because everyone agrees it works. They're not arguing if it works or not. The question is, do you have to go do it or not? It's not share Brachas, let's go do it. Not inside the Sugi of the Simon. Fine, I can't sefalef, the Chiddush of Ilumaisi, the Sugi of Migoy. Next to Gizit Beis, we have Gemara Daf Meches that brings down the Pesach of Rav. There were nine people ate pas. One person ate Yerokos. The locha is Mitztarfim. Came along with Zeru and the Yisra Yehuda. What's the locha negate to 8? What's the locha negate to 7? Says that Yehuda Loishna. Came along with Yimro and Maisa. He did not ask Zeru and Maisa did not ask the case of 6. Came along with Yimro and says, you not ask the case of 6. Avada works. Because just like the halacha is, Roy works by 7. Who did the case of 6? The Gemara says the reason why Bzeri did not ask it, by Kert, he knows he did a case of Ruben and Minkar, and here it's not Minkar. I'm kind of segu. Now the question is, among the Rishonim, how do you understand the give and take between Bzeri over here and Avirmio? The way Rashi sounds like is Be'etzem, Bzeri is Besopet by 6. Avirmio is Pasha that 6 Lemaisa does work. If a Pasha that 6 works in Sofik, ain't Sofik Moitzim Nevadai, and therefore Loch Lemaisa, 6 would work the loch of 6 people eating past, 4 people eating Yerokas, wouldn't it start to Zimun? Building upon this as a base Yosef, that's the reason why the Zerua and the Ogre paskins at 6 Lemaisa work. Asala Shadi to the base Yosef, the Pasha's Sukh is not that way. The Pasha's Abzeria hold Avada 6 does not work. You need to be Minker. Mash Enkin of Yemen wants to tell you that Avada does work. You have Roy over here. We have the Sukh of Zeria says Avada does not work. Maisa that can make a Zimun. Last year, you have a case of 7. Especially in the Gage of Shem Shemayim Vatolo, the Gage of 10 will be Machma over here. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, look among the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Rashba, and the Torah, they come along the Paskin, need a case of 7. Look among the Rishonim, come on, all the Rishonim, 17 Rishonim, Paskin, Lachin, and 7. Not like the Arzura and the Ogre says a case over here of 6 the Meister works. Lachin, the Meister, the Machaber, and Zan, all the Paskin, and the Machaber. To make a Yizim when they get to Yerokas together with a Sugya Pass, need a loch of 7, 6 Lemaisa is not enough, need a Sugya that's Minkur, the case of Roiv, otherwise not work. The Chodim get involved with why is it different in the case of Minyan? The Chodim Lakim get involved with why it's a different Sugya. Lemaisa, that's still in your Paskin over here, in the case of 7. Now, once we have the case of 7 over here, it's an interesting question. 7, a Pass. 3 people Lemaisa at Yerokas. Is there a Chiv Zimun? Or the correct thing is to go to Zimun. It was just to go to Zimun. And Bessim declared mitzad tut stodim. What mitzad the person at Yerokas? So you have to wait to the Zimun with the other 7? He wants to go. Barnafosh doesn't leave. And you can ask mitzad the 7. They don't want to wait for the Yerokas. They want to make the Zimun without the Lakenu. You can ask mitzad tut stodim. Mitzad the ones at Pas. Mitzad the ones at Yerokas. And the Malachim get involved with numerous rites in the Sugyo. And they have different swears mikan lekan. What's halacha? What defines this idea? Is there chiyuv zimun? I pass have a chiyuv. Maybe you walk in. Did not I pass? Is no chiyuv. One raya they discuss is let's say a person at Yerokas, 9 people ate pass. One person at Yerokas. He then says burn a foshus. After he burn a foshus, can he be mitzarf to the minion over here and say elokeinu? That means we have a halacha in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet and Sif Aleph. We had 10 people eating pass. One person, we had 3 people eating pass, and one person benched. People think the Zimun is finished. That's a mistake. The loch is, he lost out of Zimun, but still he has to answer the other two. What's the halacha over here? You have nine people, way past, and one person ate you up because that's bar nefashis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the stalak is chiyuv, and echlami, you cannot make a zimun over here. They point out, why not? If he had a chiyuv already, the one that you have a chiyuv right now, took your answer. Why is the Mishnah Berurah calling the Magar Avram that says, once he's at bar nefashis, out the window? Elamai, it sounds like, it's nechal neged of reshus, not neged of a chiyuv. Atzad Hashani, the loch and Sif Gimel we'll get to. No, this idea of Yerok is negate the sugya of three. So Mavuchu, what to go do? The Mechaba Paskins, what to go do? Either give him pass or give him nothing. Don't feed him anything. Why? Give him Yerokis and to Rishus. And don't make a Zimun. Just give it to him and don't make a Zimun. It's a Rishus over here. Why get involved? Elmai sounds like once you give it to me, I have a Chiv over here. Sounds like it's a Chiv over here. So Malachim have different rayas. You get to maybe a third raya later on. What's the loch over here? We have one side sounds like it's a Rishus, one side is a Chiv over here. Mice among the Gdol HaKhanim seem to be a machloikis. Negeir to the idea of Yerokis, the Prima Gadavoya speaks out, Mechano says, side negeir to Yerokis and pass, either side, Mice is Rishos. There is no Chiv at them, there are no 10 people, 8 big Kviyas over here, it's Rishos. Ta'a Shedim Mekor Chayim, the Chavas Yor, he was before the Prima Gadam, he the Mice says, negeir to person in Yerokis, who didn't pass, Mice has a Chiv. You have a Zimun over here. Hakim Avat from Mitzvah Zimun right now. Once you have a Zimun, you have a Chiv Zimun. So there's a Shikal Das, the Swarm, again, I have numerous rights from Mekan Lekan. The best thing the Chura to go do is that Chura make a Zimun. If you can't, you know you'll leave. You should have Das in the beginning, like we know a Moshe's Mahalach, based upon numerous Sigurds over here, the place can go with, a Das not to Mistarif. Because once you have a Das to Mistarif, or by asking you enter together, you have a question about the Sigurd Zimun, is there a Chiv or not? Now, when a person eats Yerokis, what does that mean? How does that apply to negate the sugya of Zimun over here? So first, we know negate the past, we have to sit down and eat the kviyas. Person is walking around, that's not the negate of kviyas, you cannot make a Zimun. Person is eating Yerokis, walking around. Is that also a chesaron in the Zimun over here? Well, no. So the Chanish says, what's the study of Yerokis? Why don't we make a Zimun? Be'etzim is not choshev, and even if you sit down, there is no kviyas be'etzim. Paris Besson is no Prius. So what's the difference? You sit, you walk around. Why do the world sit for? You gain nothing out of it. So Hashem, the grass says, but now you're making a Zimun. A Zimun needs a Prius, and the chelik of the Sugya pass. And therefore, you need a case of Yeshiva. So the Isma Chalik is how far you're understanding the person in Iraq is. See, Be'etzim, take on the Klolam of pass, need the Yeshiva. The grass, the Chanash says, what are you talking about? You can never even make a Prius over here. Shalom, again, the Malak and the Paiskim, what to go do? Usually a person does sit. Maybe how far to take this nafkamino, this question, is how much does a person, when he eats Yerokis, when they do the Zimun, how much does he have to listen to? We know by now, we've seen a couple of times, they'll get the Ramah Bez Hashem, then they get to the Sugya of Zimun, the person has to hear it to Azonos Hakol. I keep trying to get the women to go do that. They still don't understand the concept because no one does that way. But fine, at least men will call apachas. If all the Shulchan Aruch, the women will say upon the Mechabashito. Fine, we had the luck after listening to Zon Sokol. When you eat Yerokis, you buy Sheva Brachas. Right? They invite you in, you eat just your mezainis over here, you eat your drink over here, whatever the situation is, and now you have to do the Zimun. You listen to how far? Do you have to listen to Zon Sokol? No, the Ik the Zimun, Mi Azon. I have nothing to do with this called. I'm not benching over here. I'm saying Bar Nefashit, saying Alam Michio. I'm having Yitzhak, I say. What? So again, Yerokis has nothing to do with that. Main Cholish would not even work for Yerokis. Won't even work for Yerokis. So Lamaisa, the Graz, he's very clear, and the kids are passing like this. Lamaisa, once you pass, you have to listen to Azon. Azon is Chelik of the Zimun. Part of the Zimun. You're being mitzvah to the Zimun. You have to listen to the Zimun. What is Zimun? It's a Zon Sakol. A Tzarashen in the Chaznish, Hashem Lushitosai, he says, no. Bok Shechal Mishloi, we ate together, that's true. And then, what after I say, Bona Fosh Rabbis. I have nothing to do with a Zon Sakol. Those words, a Zon, there's no Mason over here. I have nothing to do with that. I'm Bona Foshes. My Ike thing is, what is a Zimun? Zimun is the first thing over here. Now, some people I hear by Sher Brochus, they say, Borch Mavok Shmoy Tumel on the word, and they say right away, Borna Foshes. That's Posh Lamaratis. Right? Everyone knows that. Because if you can say Borna Foshes, say Borch Shechal Mushala. Fine. Unless you get involved in Tzad Sugi, maybe it's 10 people or Kenu. Then you have to know how to go answer that. But But over here, Stam, what you're going to do, you have to listen to Azon. It sounds like a Shigal Das question. What is the Yuakis? Is the part a parcel of like being a chilk of you? I need to hear Azon, the grass and the kitzer. No, I have no Sheikh Azon. I'm here just beside the sugya of the Zimun Shabbat. The Churva could be a machlokes, depends upon what. Oh, alright, so the Churva Nafkamino, has come out, they get to water, which we'll get to, that by water is even started the sugya of Zimun or not, which probably down the Chemin Moshe, that gets involved, that as Zon Sakol, the Zon does not apply to water. So it sounds like the machlokes over there we'll get to, Maharavram, versus Chemin Moshe, the Mishnah Bro, is the Churva the same machlokes, is as Zon Chelik of the Zimun or not? That means that the Mishavua sounds like is a chelik of the Zimun. If so, water is not Zon. Mashek and Magavram did not bother with that. So the Pasuk and Magavram, Mishavua says the arguments are friend who matik, the words of Magavram sound like we do not care about the Sugya of the Zon. So it sounds like the Sugya of Mayim is the same machlik as negated to the Sugya of Zimun. Do you have to listen to the Zon as a girl? Now, when a person eats Yorkis, how much do they have to go eat? So the Machabat was pushing down the shear is Kezayas, based upon a Rashbo. The reason, says the Mishabur, he has two reasons. Either Ein Achila Poch and the Gezayas, or Mitzad in the Sugya of Brocha Choyno, and Brocha Choyno is the case of Gezayas. The Bialocha does bring down, it's not that clear, he has a Ru'ah, he has a Goyin, those who sound like the Shir is Dafka and Mashu. He goes on further and says, the Chutz Machlekes depend upon the Loch and Sif Gimel, if Zimun is like, applies by three, just like by ten, by Yerokas or not. If the Sugya is like by Yerokas of three, so what's a loch of three? The Mishnah says by three you have to have a sheik gezayis. Mishnah from me, we did by 10 in the gezayis. Mashaykin is 10 is the loch is not like three. The yuak is only applied by 10. Would the loch be maybe even a sheik mashu? Maybe it's not depends upon the sugya of the Mishnah from me. Not clear. But the Mishnah will seem to baskin the side is the sheik gezayis. Come along the Chaynor and the Chadnish they have a kasher on this mahalach. They want time the sheik gezayis. We know. That who's the Mandi Omer saying this idea of Yorkis again as Rav? Who's the Mandi Omer that says by Yorkis is not need of Bar Nefashis? Sugya Daf Mem Hema Beis brings down the Rav says the Loch over here is the Mandala Beis says you not need Bar Nefashis on Yorkis. That means you know Machlokes on water Yorkis won't need Bar Nefashis. Rav says you not need a Bracha Choyna. So if the Rav is the Mandi Omer, there is no Shir Kazayis, there is no such thing over here. There's no concept, there's no number. And he's the one coming along and telling me that he's a Sheikh Gezayis. It can't be. It's a steer of the name in the Cheshman Shema the Sugyo. Could be. You could argue. That's true in Rab. But that's what we're asking. We can't look at, but that's their kasha. Well, practically, usually the Olam does a Gezayis or negate to steal, be the steel of Rias. Now, we know they point out, maybe is, the person that comes to go visit sometimes on Shabbos, they sit down and they pop Garin in. They take these watermelon seeds or the pump, these sunflower seeds. Now, how many sunflower seeds is a Sheikh Gezayis? So, in the Gezayis HaShalom, the picture book says you have to eat 270 in 4 minutes. I challenge my kids who are talented Israelis, they don't mamish pop them, they cannot get to 270. And they tried. I told them, fine, let's do the watermelon seeds. How much is that? The same it says 275. Not even close. Put them all together, a couple of my kids. The pumpkin seeds are a little bit less. It's 110. Even that's not simple. In America, it's not possible. So, my sister, they're sitting there popping them. Well, they do. It's out of Brocha Choyno. It's out of Sugya of Zimun. There are really two questions. One is, Brocha Choyno is no Sheikh Gezayis. Fine. So, you tell me no Brocha Choyno. Is each seed a burial? Each seed is a burial. Says the Lochan Simon Reishiot, Shulchan Aruch says, a person should not eat a burial based upon the Yushalmi. Gesavik of a brocha choyin or not? Diva said the Chud Hashani. Every seed that you eat, you even what the Shulchan Aruch says. That means you try to eat 270, you only got to 180, 200. You even 200 bayas again to Shulchan Aruch.
So like you eat only seeds.
Right. They point out to drink water or something else. Make it have a brocha choyin, no problem. But that might one question tells you give brocha choyin. They get to Zimun. They point out first of all, we pass Gezayis. The Bialocha is a share of a mashu. Are they mitzarif? Aleph. Maybe Barry is mitzarif. So the Ishla Vam speaks out to Madura Basro. No, Barry is no Milo. I'm going to argue the point. Maybe Barry does come a Milo to mitzarif over here. Then again, I'll involve with, what do they, when they answer the Zimun, what should they say? Bokhsha Chalnu. Well, they say, Baruch Levar, Shemai Tom Aloy Levoid. That means if they ate the shear of the Zimun, they say, Baruch Shechamu, it's MS. If they did not eat the shear, they say, Baruch Levar, Shemai Tom Aloy Levoid. So again, it.
If you didn't eat the shear, you
still
shachal,
you still eat. So the halacha we spoke out in next simon comes out of Ches, saying neither shear because zayis doesn't grass. Neither shear. Shachal means in a chilah pachas because zayis. Aichol shum erev Shabbos and a chilah pachas because zayis. So we have a shear here of that's not dafka. That was just being cynical a little bit, but shiloh. But we have a halacha over here. We need a shear. So the ma'aser, what to answer over here is a great question. Again, if they said they drink other stuff, usually the people of the garden have the beer. Fine. But
it's not mine. It's not mine. It's mine.
Well, beer's not mine.
Beer's not
champagne. It's beer.
Now it comes out over here that when a person eats Sirakis, and we have 10 people, what is the nosach he should say? So say Baruch Elokein Shachalnu, or Baruch Elokein Umavarch Shemay Tomel Oin Levoid. What's the nosach over here? So the Mishbura, he sounds like it's a Sukkot Zayin, and the guys are foolish that way. They say Baruch Shechamim. And God, we learned in the next Simukum Sadeches, we had a case of already 10 people, and you want to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and you're 8th there. Mishbura brings down a Sovik of Prima Godom, you should not say Achalnu, because maybe there's a Chiv to answer. So you have to realize there are really two different cases over here. To make the Zimun, we say Shechamim. Once there is a Zimun, Mishmur is Mesopik, if you say Achalnu, the Pesach will say, therefore you should not say it. Why can't you bother the Shiloh over here? The other person should not. Sorry? The Sukkot Aleph. By the way, Sukkot Aleph. Now, there'll be a couple of differences in cases. Sukkot Aleph, he says, is Mesopik, should you say it's Achalnu or not? Pasha say Achilah say to you. Next Simon, Kuf Sarachas. Now, we're saying over here the Loch is negated to Yerokis. The Gemara is Mamshach the Suga of Yana Melech and Shimon Ben Shetach. The case is also negated to Yayin. Look, Gemara, the Yerokis is the Suga of 9 to 1, and Yayin is also Mesarif, also the case of 9 to 1. Kamal Taisis says, what is Yisoid? Shtiyah is Bechal Achilah. The Kamal Taisis says, what about other Shtiyahs? Mainly the case of water over here. It says the Beisaita, building upon the Suga of Erevin. Loch is by an Erev, you cannot use the case of water. Water, the words of the Beis Yosef is not zayin, does not give nourishment over here. And therefore, just like it does not work for the case of Erev, Hudin will not work for the case of Zimun over here. Therefore, a person comes for Sheher Brachas, want to make a min over here, to give a case of water or Meister, will not work according to this Mechaber Shito. Therefore, we're really placing bring down this Mechaber, whether it's Lavosh, or the Prisho, or Nachas Tzvi, Bigdei Yishai, Mogi Yubayim, Shulchan Shloima, Kishulchan Arif, Aruch HaShulchan, Baruch Chai, Mishmur, Bethad, the way, numerous places can go this way. The Meister says the Mishavua Va'id, even if you want to argue the point, but certainly us B'nai Ashkenaz, who we paskin, that Azon is a chilik of the Zimon, therefore, he brings down the Chama Moshe and the Sharet Zion, therefore, us certainly, we have to have something that gives Zion, gives nourishment over here. Wood does not give nourishment, certain Azon Sakol, therefore, of course, being Ma'akiv in the Sugya of the Zimon over here. Certainly us who follow their Moshito. Again, they point out, Bechura, this is Nochurai, we discussed before, that the person who eats Yerokis have to listen to Azon. It sounds like over here, they have to listen to Azon, like the Graz and the Kitzer, not Mechaz Nish. You don't have to listen to Azon, what's the right of the Shayat Zion? The Maestro, Tzad HaSheni, the Mach of Rom, who is Me'ashkenaz, he says that the way. He said the Stimus of Poiskin, of Taisa's words is Shtir Mechal Achilo. Shtir is always even the case of wood over here. And the Ikke Lashon of Zimun is Lashon of Echalon over here. Therefore, a person can mistarif the idea of water also. There's no difference over here. You could also say, Magarva maybe holds, the Ikke Yisod of Zimun is a Zimun and not a Zon. Maybe he holds that's enough. Again, you can argue the point. Let's go with Machlik, Magarva, Mishnah Berurah. What is Zimun? A Zimun, Zimun, Zimun. What's the case of a Zon over here? When you're eating your rockets, Mishnah Berurah says, Ezachoin Armatic, the Magarva over here. Again, whether it's El Rabo, the Prim Godom, or the Graz of the Chayotom. Did not go this way. Therefore, you look at Sheher Brachas, come out, no one drinks just water. People drink other stuff to mitzvah the case of Zimun over here. Void, everyone knows that the halacha is by the cloud of the Shem Shemaim, the Atala. Loidim is come up to be machmer over here. So they point out, the gate to water, you always have to be machmer. The gate to 10, Shem Shemaim, the Atala. The gate to 3, we'll get the halacha 3 itself as a safek. So you have a svek, svek, lo chumro. Maybe 3, the whole halacha, yurakas, doesn't apply. Even applies, maybe it's not applied to the case of water. Therefore, when the gate to water will come between machmas, sign the gate to 10, sign the gate to 3. However, you have to realize, this is to make the zimun, to make 10, to make 3. But let's say you have 10, 20, 30, you come to a chasna, you eat dance, and then you drink water, then over there, to answer, what to answer over there, so they get to the halachas, then we say, Baruch Shechalmu. That means, come along, the Mamma Gibari Mishbu is quoting, says to make a zimun, must sign it for. But the next zimun, to be part of the zimun, say, Shechalmu, Maisa can't say a chalmu. Says Aruch Shulchan over here to be machmur. But the next zimun, he said, no, the Maisa can't chilk of the zimun. Just only question is, negate to 3, and say, Baruch Shechalmu Mishloi. Negate to 10, we'll have the suffix of the Mishbu, the people got him, in Mashal Bechiv right now. What you're going to do is to say, Baruch Shechalmu Mavaruch. But there is, but water, the Maisa's get is different, Kuf Tzadik Zayim versus Kuf Tzadik Chetz. That means you have two differences already between the two sugars. One mitzvah, the sugar of over here, the get to the water. And the second, we said beforehand, the get to how to answer over here, Elokeinu. Now, where's the Maskana?
What do you say? Did you say Baruch Shechalmu
Hashem? By 10 people? No, you always say 10. No, you always say Elokeinu.
What?
See, the really question is, what's the Kohen Aleph? Is he going back on Shtir Dafka? Some songs are going back on Shtir. What's going back on the Chilo? I think he's going back on both. If he's going back on both, say, Baruch HaKein of Okshmoy Tom Levon Levon. Now, to get to water, what is water? So I'll come on the Achoin and discuss, what is the side over here and the side behind it? That means the word of the Beis Yosef is, the word of the Chassan over here is, it's not Zayin. It's not give you nourishment over here. If that cell does not give you nourishment, says some lactam, says the bracha, means not Mordech Aliyo, or the Marshak is a Shuvah Bat, has to be something that gives you Zayin, something that gives you Mezinim, nourishment. A second way of saying it all, by the Archa Shulchan, he says the Gedur is totally upon the Cheshivas. That's the Gedur. And Besim, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, has a double Oshim. He says, Mayim is not Zayini, and therefore Ve'ena Choshev. So the question is, what does Meshibur mean? Is it the study of nourishment? The study of chashivas. A third malach among the achronim is, you look, if it's water, even though the other things mix aside, but the ikur is water. Once the ikur is water, we cannot starve it to the case of Zimun. They would speak out the case of this one, speak out. First case, Kamal Darach HaShulchan says, what about lemonade? First thing, give you lemonade to go drink. I mean, starve to Zimun. Says Darach HaShulchan, is it choshev? Yeah, it's choshev. It also gives you nourishment. Gives you nourishment. So Aruch HaShulchan, a bad is the starif. Mashenkein, the Istein Fisher, the Istein Strombach, they say, the ikur is what? Water. Water is water. Since the ikur is water, the water itself is not choshev and not gives you nourishment over here. If you cannot mitzvah, the case of Zimun. Therefore, it says, what? That the ikur, thing of lemonade, the mouth, the ik is water, and you're flavoring the water over here. Giving flavor to the water, but ik is water. Therefore, if Zaysa Bracha brings down these thought over here, says, what to go do? He says, by 10, what's the klal? Shalosh, Shemesh, Shemam, Vatola. Therefore, what do you go do? You do not say, make a zimun out of it. They get to 3, forget now, we have a tzat to be, make a zimun. That means, even though we won't machma 3 by water, but here, first of all, maybe by water, the loch is, we do make a zimun, Mokavram. If we don't, maybe not the get of water. So by 3 says, Maichi would make a zimun in the case of lemonade. A second example is as far as speak out. Pepsi, Coke. What's the loch in that case? The is Dine Fisher and the is Otsin of Strombach, they say that the ikur is water. You're drinking water. What time was Isa Bracha? And Otsin of Shum the Chalet Beis. The ikur is water. The ikur is water. So then you cannot be sarf in the case of zimun. We'll get to that. Sala Sheni, Mordech Aliyo says, what do I mean? It's choshev, it's mozon. You taste over here, go to Aruch Shulchan over here. A vada person can make a zimun over here. Feed the chesh min zayis abracha, and the gate to 10, you cannot be mitzaref. The gate to 3, you can't be mitzaref. Another example, Aruch Shulchan himself speaks out, what about the seltzer? Seltzer, oh, very choshev. Get a choshev over here. A vada, you make a zimun over here. I'm sorry, I'll show you the point out, is number one, it's ikwe mayim, and number two, they want to say it's not mozon. Says the Mashag and Truman Chelik Gimel, he says, even if you want to know whether Ikrimayim or not, but the loch is when a person makes a neder, Hazon Alai, The halacha is a person, to give him, I know, you give him water and salt. What's seltzer? Seltzer make of water and salt. That's really what it is. There's some bubbles inside. If that's so, he says, Avada seltzer is not a case of muzzin over here. It's not mezinim. Then a person cannot make a zimun. The Yivadai official Olatzin says, seltzer, you cannot go do it. Api the klal the zoysa bracha, by 10, you should not be mistarif. If you mean, mice, you can't be mistarif. Same thing they speak out by coffee and tea. What's halacha in that case? So again, Maritz, he has a tshuva about it, says, my says, kosher, coffee and tea. Nourishment, mezinim, gives you nourishment over here. Vadim and starif. Tzadashani, the issa, or letzion. Liashiv, Maisin, the Kovit Shuvah says a tshuva about it. Says the ik over here is water. The ik is water. How in the world can it stop the case of a zimun? Maisin, Shtumach, I have a little bit of a hard time. He says, negate a coffee and tea, a vadim and starif. Maisin, negate lemonade, he says, no, the ik is water, not to be mistarif. I'm not sure how in the world lemonade is the ik of water, and coffee tea is not the ik of water. You can start making chalukim over here, but the see clearly that Abiyashim is truth about it, and I see it also. They both say it's ik of water, not coming to mitzaref. However, natural fruits, fruit drinks, that in America, natural fruit drinks are 100% fruits, so we had 60% fruits, fruit drink, let's call it mitzvah. They point out, the said, number one is choshev, number two it is mazin, number three is ikra mitz, it's really mitz over here, at least that's what you say it's supposed to be. If so, they point out, lekuliyamo, you can't miss that, it's not wood over here. Therefore, the Olatian, and Chabinevsky, and the Sebroch, and Biskitruvit all say, that's lekuliyamo, you have all the sheets over here. That's not a problem over here.
Yeah. So, why can you
do this? So, beer, I only saw one sefer discuss beer, which also is a great question. The Lucha Brua, you might actually want to say it is Mistarif. You also can argue the point. Yes, so it is Mason, but it's maybe Ikka's water over here. Maybe it's negate the secret of making bracha, might make a shackle because Ikka's water over here. So, it also should be the same shadow to get to what bracha was, you might make a shackle.
Maybe beer is different because we're always differentiate the regular water.
Beer, again, what's the beer and coffee and tea? Beer and coffee, what's the difference?
Always differentiated.
Beer and coffee? No, don't know any difference.
How can you do
a 3? I think we have a sex faker. Maybe Magavim says all water works. And even if water does not work, this is not water. So in the Zayas HaBracha, we have like a sex faker to make a Zimun. Just another point, they just say this whole halacha of water according to the Magarvam that says you can drink water to mitzaref to the zimun. They've been unlucky when we bring down. However, there is a bialacha and simon reish dalit. They said, let's say a person is not thirsty, they come to drink water just to mitzaref to the zimun. He says, Bishlam, according to me, doesn't work anyway. But if the Magarvam, who says mitzaref, the maisa said, don't drink water, make a bracha to mitzaref to the zimun, the maisa said, that will not work out. Won't work out. Sif Gimel is now taking this halacha a step further and discusses what halacha negated to 3. That means we are saying a case of you have 9 and 1 of eating, not people eating pas, one person eating yuakas and mitzaref to zimun. The question is, what's halacha negated to a case of 2 and 1? They point out sometimes 10 is more chomer, sometimes 3 is more chomer. That means we had the halacha example, Dr. Nehemiah Bayes, go down by the Bayes says over here, and they point out when you want to have someone in the shuk come back to go eat, negate the case of 3. You tell the person to sing over here, tell them to stand over there, that's enough. They get to Al-Kainu, you have to come further and sit down with you. Love Urechara. So you see that 10 has a more of a Chamadik Aloch over here. Ksefer Karet. Over here, Negeh to 3 is to make a Zimun. Negeh to 10, you already have a Zimun, it's at Al-Kainu over here. Or say, no, the other way, Al-Kainu is more Chamash, Shem Shemai Levatol over here. So it's just over here to equate the Sugyas, which one's more Chamash, one over another. Maisel, the Beis Yosef brings down Harbury, Rishenim, the Paskin, that the Halacha Dafka by 10, that's the Gemara's case over here. He has the Rambam, the Rif, the Rashba over here, and I think, see, around 17 Rishenim went this way. They bring down the Yishalmi, Shalom's wife, the Yishalmi this way, do you pass like the Yishalmi or not? Tzadashani, the Ben Yonah went not the way, even in the case of 10, even in the case of 3, the Rosh, the Tor, and I see like 17 Rishenim this way. Not sure 17 and 10 is there. Haber Chenvus, Haber Rishenim versus Rav Rishenim over here. What to go do? Maisa the Kosh Maimonides brings down Maram, it's Shiloh. Therefore, not to get involved in this Machlokes over here, and therefore, either tell the person to eat a case of pas or a case of dogs over here. If not, do not give him at all what to go eat. Loch Maisa, that's how the Machabah is choshish for this Maram Shito. This is the Maisa to not give him what to drink, what to go eat over here. However, if you did give him and he did eat or he took by himself, and Echnami, a person should make a Zimun. Why make a Zimun? Because a cloud by a case of 3, by a Sophic, make a Zimun. a case of any sofik. That's the klal over here. That means to be chush be machmer not to get involved in the shaylo. Says mechaba, once he did eat it, make a zimun over here. Therefore, it brought down this halacha this way, like the vush and the bach. I said Hashani already the ring down the kness gedolo. It says true, mechaba says that, but that's ma'aseh not the minig. The minig is people come to your house, you offer them what to go eat. Already had the halacha earlier, mishmubing down, they get to the idea of smell, kusam tes, orchem come to your house, you always offer them food right away. Nothing about the shayla over here, it's not a queue on the reyach over here. You always give people to eat. You didn't, you always friendly, give people what to go eat. If that's so, we're talking about the paiskim. Therefore, that's not hogo, mongavom, eliyabo, rash, shulchan shlego, mishdibruo, orchem shulchan, others. We paskin the kitzer that the loch is not like the Muhammad says, not to give them. The meaning is the maisa, we do give them to go eat. Rachila, try to give them pass. Most people will not take pass when you offer to go eat something. They won't get involved. They're going to wait for your benching. But they themselves don't want to bench. It's an interesting idea over here. They're going to wait, spend time, take time. But they can't bench. It just takes energy to say the words over here. Gishrach v'adol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Saying, no yilcho. Gishrach v'adol. There's seven things over there. Then rachim, another five things over there. It takes energy to think about what you're saying. But maisa over here, maisa we give them what to go eat and go drink. And therefore to make a simul over here negates to give three. They point out not only that the Ashkenaz go this way, Avad Yosef in the Sefer Alichas Olam, and Yosef in his new prince being down, said his father says even the Bnei Svad go this way. Why? He wants time to, because once Bizman is there, people make the benching by themselves. Once they make benching by themselves, this halacha does not really apply by Yalvi here. Okay, everyone's saying their own benching. Even the Bnei Svad go like the minute you offer people what to go eat over here. Now there are some Bnei Svad, the earlier ones, the Chidah, they went in between the Mechavas and Shita, Yesh Oimim, case of Mezainis. And therefore, they say to give a person Mezainis, and not in the case of Yerokas. Maisa, Mezmanazer, the Bnei Svar bring down, again, I don't know what the Oratina does, but the Maisa of Ad Yosef and the son of Yad Yosef say, the minute is to give a person Yerokas, go eat, no problem over here. Now, Siftal is a locha, who to be Mezamein? Who is the one person to go bench? The Mechaba is a case of a situation where one person ate Kidei Sviyo, and the other person did not eat Kidei Sviyo. So the one who should go bench over here is the one who ate Kidei Sviyo. The standard where it's coming from, and the Sodus over here, is that we have a Sugil on Daf Memches that we spoke out already, of Yanai Melech, the Malko. They want to make a case of a Zimun, there was no one around. They brought Shimon Shetach over there. Shimon Shetach, they gave him a place to go bench. He said, what do you mean? I didn't eat over here. So he drank the place, he gave him a second place, and then he benched for them. Now, they point out, let's analyze this. What is the case over here? The king and the queen, how they eat? Hash the eat a kidei sviyo. The king and queen over here. Yanai Melech, what did he eat, drink? He had a kidei yain over here. For it's not a kidei sviyo over here. Shimon Shetach. Had a case of yain over here. So how in the world is a not sviyo being kaim, the benching, for the people in kidei sviyo? Because we know the Gemara and Daf Chof and Beis and Brachas says when the case of a Kotun and the Isha wants to be Yitzha, the husband or the father over here, in fact the Gemara, I the Kotun Isha the case of the Rabbanah, Masha Enki the husband, the father, the case of the Raiso. And the Gemara must be that the father over here, the husband over here, in a Shia the Rabbanah. Therefore, the way of the Kotun or the Isha could be Yitzha, the husband, in the case of one Rabbanah, when they ate a Shia Sviya, their husband ate a shir drabbanon, one drabbanon can yitz another drabbanon. Otherwise, a drabbanon cannot be yitz in case of the raiso. Frechtu yishayinim, ay yanai, ay shimben shetach. Shimben shetach is a case over here, he had a case of not sviyo. Yan in the case, pash in the case of sviyo over here.
He didn't show up, they asked him to come. Maybe
it does not sound the way the sugi is. Well, it's
sauce from the sugi.
No, Pasha's
he only drank a cup. Maybe he was ready
to go. One cup?
He should have asked for bread.
If that's a locho, he needs more. He needs to be more. If that's a locho. So the Shenu again, on the page is his cash, right? On the page of five Mahalchim on the page. This and with the Rosh, the five Mahalchim. Five, we'll say, we spoke it on some Kupay Vav, so pay, say a couple of them right now, which they get to our Sugyot. The way of the Bahag says over, that's the Bahag by us, the Torah over here, he says, Alokh is Enchanami, the Melch Malka, not either Kidei Sviyo. They're not Kidei Sviyo, not Kidei Sviyo. Or you'll answer, both of them Kidei Sviyo. But Enchanami, they have to be equal. If one is Kidei Sviyo, one not Kidei Sviyo, person cannot be Yitzhak one for another. That's the bach. Come on, Tosfos, and to get to the bach, we really the question that we know there are two different types of brachas in the world. There's a bracha of berachas hamitzvos, and there's berachas hananen. By berachas hamitzvos, the loch is even though you're yotza, you can be mitzvah to somebody. Meaning, for example, I took a lulav this morning. My friend wants to take, you want to take a lulav. Can I make a bracha for you? Even though I'm not being doing a mitzvah right now. The loch is that since the sugya kol yisol arev mazelazah, and you have a chiv, I also have a chiv, and I did my mitzvah, I can make a bracha, you say amen, which amen is not ma'akiv, and you can pick up your lulav, a kind of mitzvah that way. That means the klal by berachas hamitzvah, even though I'm yotzo, I can be mitzvah to somebody else. Lulav sheifa numis mitzvah that way. The gate of berachas hananen, I want to eat an apple, make an eitz. He wants to eat an apple, can I make an eitz for him? So you saw it twice in Shulchan Aruch, some Rashi Gimel and earlier. The loch over here is that a person cannot, by berachas hamitzvah, berachas hananen, make a bracha for the other person if I'm not eating it. I cannot say bracha to Hashem, borei pri eitz, and him say amen and eat it if I'm not eating something. Why? Because I have no chiv. If I have no chiv, there's no ravis. So how in the world can I be make a bracha for you? The only way I can make a bracha, if I eat, then you can eat. We came up in the ger to us, we saw the locha, the ger to Yayin, and then of course some of the Zayin. The locha over there is, by Kiddush Shabbos morning, what is that? Is that berachas hamitzvos or berachas hananen? Be'ikar, the Rishonim of Paiskin Paskin, is berachas hamitzvos. Even though I made Kiddush already, I can make Kiddush for you, even though I'm not drinking from it. The gate of berachas hamazon, what is that? Is that berachas hananen or berachas hamitzvos? The Bahagin said is berachas hananen. Therefore, we have to be equal one to another. Either both of us are sphere, or both of us are another case of sphere. Kavum Taisha says, no, it's the berachas hamitzvos. How's the berachas hamitzvos? It says, once you ate it already, and you're sphere, you're sphere already, you are surveyor already, what's halacha? You have a chiyah benching. So once you have a chiyah, I would be surveyor, I also have a chiyah benching. So it's like you have a chiyah lulav, you have a chiyah shafer, you have a chiyah benching. Not like an apple I want, I can't eat, I don't have to eat. If you have a chiyah, and I would have the same chiyah, then I can bench for you. I can say the words, I'm not benching myself, and you can answer, say the case of Amin over here. That's enough. The Tosfos, the halacha is, I can be yoytzi you, agam, I did not eat any pas, I ate nothing, zero. Aye, Shimon Shetach says, give me a glass of yain to go drink. Yeah, he says, Bok Shachalnu. Achalnu has to be emes, can be sheker. Be Ochalnu, we ate over here. It's how the Zeman Shabbat had to go say it. That means the Bahag held the Birch Sanenin. 20 seconds of Birch Sanenin over here. A third Malach came on the Rosh, either Perak Zayin or Perak Beis. Your Bik goes like Tosfos. It's a Birch Sanenin over here. You're right. Except he says, either Perak Zayin, I'll be the Yishalmi. Do you have bonon? You have to eat something because that's a chalta v'sevot of a rachta. Have to eat something inside a sugya. Do you have bonon? Or the way it says the parak beis, since the berachas hamitzvah is built upon a berachas hananen, is built upon eating over here. It's ke'ena berachas hananen. Then a person has to go eat over here. So come down be'ikah. Really, the three sheets of what to go do. That's really our mishnah brura among our rambam over here. You either have Rashi the sugya or the Bahag goes with that it is a berachas hananen with a klum berachas hananen. At Sala Sheni, we have Tosha Shita, it's Bechsa Mitzvah with a Klom Bechsa Mitzvah. At Sala Shlishi, we have the Rosh, it's Bechsa Mitzvah, but you are born as a Geta Bechsa Nenen. Those are three Shitas. They even come down in the gate to the Bahag. The Lochavi is one person ate Sphere, the other person did not eat Kdei Sphere. The one who did not eat Kdei Sphere can make a Zimon? Can be Mazamin? Says the Bahag, no, he can't. How the world can be Mazamin over here? How can be eat to the other person? I think we'll get to what you're saying. The Maisa, number one, we don't pass like the Bahag. Where's the Mechaber is worth a mitzvah. And number two says the Achoinim, that's only in those days one person had a benching. And everyone listened to Mitzvah Sugya Shmei Koinoi. Bismanazer, everyone in the Maisa benches by themselves. No one being made to somebody else. The Avada, anyone can make a benching over here. Then if it comes out, Lalocho, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Yivorach, Oisish Och Kdei Svi, it's a mile over here. The Maisa can get to Shir Kdei Svi. That means we don't pass on the Bahag. Even off the Bahag, we don't really negate too much Bismanazah. They do point out, Mishbur, Eliab, Mogavram, and Afkamino, let's say there are two people eating. There is no Zeman over here. Can one person come along and bench the other person, listen to me, Yitzo? I mean, I said over Maisa one time, someone came to my house. I just ate lunch, I benched already, I'm about to leave. Person came in, and I know he can bench. And I was dining with him together, with him, I couldn't talk. So, first sat down, sat down for lunch to eat and wash. So the question was, did I have to wash again, eat again, and then to be yotze the person, that's mamish this mishibura, two people. Could I just bench and him listen to Shmeik? You know, do we pass like Tosfos? No, we have to work inside the Rosh Hashito. So the Magen Avraham starts off saying this halacha over here. It says, really, up to Tosfos, it's a ravis. However, it says, Ayin Simra Kuf Tzad Gimel, it's mashmen not that way. And therefore, Mishmur brings down the Eliyabo, it's the Dindir Abonim to be machmer. And therefore, the halacha is, you want to be yotze somebody who cannot bench over here? Inside the sugya of the Abonim, a person does have to go eat. And therefore, I washed again. And then I benched the person, listen to the sugya Shmeik, I know. Koi Tosfos, there's no need. What?
Appetite?
It wasn't achil gasa. I had no appetite. No, I ate. It wasn't achil gasa. I ate much less. I ate much less. I ate a share, whatever. Kibaya. I ate a share, kibaya.
That's like the rush.
That Mishmur is coming along. He says, Eli Rabba, the Rabbanon. We spoke to the Eli Rabba, he's calling the rush. Not sure if it makes a difference over here.
No, because Mishabura says in the Torah, the reason why here, when everybody's benching by themselves, it works. Because you hold that Zimun Zerabon, once it's there, right? So.
I don't think it'll make a difference. He does say that, correct. I mean, Mishabura will pass because Zimun Zerabon, correct. Now, a second point over here, Kamun Ramad, Bimamshech upon the side of the Mechaber, it has another case over here where one person benching could be a case of Drabon, another person benching could be a case of Deraisa. That means there is a Mordechai Shita, quoting a Uraim, Lozbe Mintz, brought down also by the Agudo, that discusses when a person eats to be a benching Deraisa, does he also have to drink? That means there's a Sugya, Rav Meir says, Vachalta is Achila, Vesavota is Shtiyah. Therefore, in order to be a case of Deraisa, says the Mordechai, has to have an Achila and a Shtiyah. So what happens if one person has an achila and a shtir, he ate and he drank, the other person only had a case of achila? Once we have this mechaber's idea over here, that the person who does a sviya deraisa should bench over the person who is drabonim, building upon this, Hurdin says, the Ramah, the same is said over here, the person who ate and drank should do the bechsa mazin over the person who only drank over here. Now they do point out, we came across this idea over here, the smunachai before, they point out what are the hierarchies are. Let's say a person, there are two people in front of us. One is Sviya, or one's not Sviya. But the person who is not Sviya, he drank. Mashenkin, the person who is Sviya, did not drink. So what wins out? Does the Bahag win out, or the Mordechai wins out? Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mordechai is a Das Yochid. The Bahag wins out. Where they get the case of a Sviya, the bench over the case of the Mordechai over here. That's Aleph. Hagam Mishabu points out, Ost Alocha Maiso, anyone can bench. Why? Because anyone's benching by themselves inside the Sugya of Zimun. Which is a question to get to the Mitzvah, who has a hierarchy, who's better over here? Hagam, anyone benches over here. That's Aleph. The second time we came across this Alocha, they get to the Sugya in using a Kush by Yayin, or using a Tim Kufa in Dalit. Over there, the Mishabu speaks out, let's say you have one Kush of Yayin. You're eating by yourself. You have a choice, either to worry about the Mordechai and drink it now, and not have your kais of yain for Berchus HaMozen, or to worry about the mitzvah and the mufcha, a kais of yain, Berchus HaMozen, not worry about the Mordechai. Not to make your benching be a case of deraisa. I mean, again, you ate your Rabbanon. But it sounds like there's a milo, there's a point to have a Berchus HaMozen deraisa over here. What should you go do? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kufayin Dalet, that even though it's a mitzvah and a mufcha by a yachid, to have a kais that we're passing like, but still inside the Mordechai Shito, drink the kais of yain during the sudo. So the Sharetzian, but let's say negate three people over here. Then what do you go do? Three kais, but a vada, you're supposed to have a kais over there. Then ignore the Mordechai, which is a das yachid, and slowly save the kais over here, but the bechsa wasn't over here. Just last night, I was by Lamalka somewhere at 2 in the morning, so a person gave me kais of yain to go bench from Lamalka. So first I tried to decline, then they realized we learned the lacha can't decline. And I didn't finish preparing Chabura yet because I got stuck with whatever story in a couple of hours. But Lamaiso, the guy gives me a kais, and then I remembered I didn't want to drink it. I said, no, I'll make the bracha, I'll drink it. So I, right away, you remember that lacha, we have Kivegit, the Cham Tzvi, the lacha is if you don't make a bracha, the kosher yain, you didn't have a kosher yain over here. So the guy gave me a kais, there's five people there, and question what to go do, so that I told the person, sorry, I have to drink. But I didn't have a shibur with me, I didn't remember if I have to drink the shir or not. They're not drinking malach over that. You're drinking malach over what? What's halacha? You're drinking revias. So I knew after Mishibua the Chamsi against Kivagir, then we pass the Chamsi, you have to drink. So there I am, drinking revias at 2 in the morning, with 2 more hours to go prepare for Chabura. And then, I looked up, I don't think you have to drink a shir. I think you drink a little bit, let the other person drink it. Right? That's it. We had earlier by Christ, it's in Kuf Tadik. Kuf Tadik was? The guy told me he's very impressed that I drank it. I'm like, that's halacha. Yeah, Kuf Tadik Siv Dalit. The Bialach and Siv Dalit means down the Chamti versus Kivagir. It's a fascinating night last night. Fine. Lemaisa, so we have the shir over here of also to have a kliis. Bring it down because we have a case of we have a kliis by three people. The person made machmer to have a case of a kliis. Now, there is an interesting case over here. We're saying over here that halacha is you have to drink. The shalom among nachoinim is, let's say a person drank a lot during the suda, but he's still thirsty. Is that now chesaron of the monachah and the reyim, and it's not deraisa? No, I drank already. I drank already. I'm thirsty, but I drank already. How far did you take the vono of the reyim over here, the monachah?
You have to drink, though, because you don't drink bechlal.
So Rabbi Kaufman over here says, Lavosh says, you have to drink till you're not thirsty anymore. Drink till you're not thirsty. If you're still thirsty, it's not their ISO. And if people at the end of the meal are thirsty, a lot of times you see people bench, and after they get a drink. Maisa, the big shallow, if so, now they have a chiyah benching. Right now you have a chiyah benching, because before it's Rabbani, you see their ISO right now. Maisa, truth is, Yahweh's that way. They point out, you read the Ramos slowly, the Ramos saying not that way. It's very clear not that way. He says a double lotion. The words of Ramah is, Im lo shosa, who tov lishtois, if he did not drink and he's thirsty over here. Says the Elis Talmud. Says the Eli Rabo, brought down by the Shari Tshuva, Mogri and Borim and Masham. You need both. I did not drink and I'm thirsty. But if I drink and the loch is, I'm still thirsty, we can come along the place and say, no. The Lamai said, that's enough. I drank. I had achila and had shtiyah. Was that a chila and a case of shtila? Maisa is a bechsel mozen of deraisa. Now, what to go like the Eilas Talmud? How much do you have to drink? Says that good. You look up the Rishonim; they sound that way. The same thing. The Molchad Yerayim. That good. It says you have to drink a shir revius. Shir kabei, right? Actually, kabei, right? But the Tzitz Chaim says shir is only a revius. Now they point out again. This halacha is what I'm most saying. Who to go bench? Not really the gear is manazeh because everyone maisa benches for themselves. So it might be a Milo, but not Negeo. So we, is it Lamaisa? Yes, Negeo. And again, the question of Kalpin brought up, what happens, a person, he drank nothing. A lot of times you go to a store, you get a falafel. You don't spend 5 shekels on a cocoa beer, right? You come to Yeshiva, they have these drinks all over the place, you can get your coffee over here. Fine, you bench over here. Now you come and drink something. So in the case where you drink nothing, they come to Yeshiva, you drink now something. You have a Chibri, it's a Muslim right now. Before in the Bechsa Mosin, called the Molochai was Jabbanan. Now we have a Shtiyah. Now let the case to the Raisa. Ke'inze will get the Loch and Sim Kufpe Dalit. Which we will discuss. Let's say a person ate less Kedei Sviyah. He ate. Chiyah benching. Not Kedei Sviyah. What does she Kedei Sviyah is Yesh Lotan? Comes over here, sees some cake outside, someone made a see him. He ate 2 more pieces. Oh, now he's Sviyah. He ate just 2 pieces. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Raisa, you have a chiyuv to bench right now. Right now you have a chiyuv to bench, you have 2 pieces. Before it was the Rabbanan, it was not Yitzhi, the Raisa over here. Divo says the Chaznish, the gateway way will be the same thing. Same halacha over here. Person who does not eat, a lot of times you go to the store, you buy whatever you buy, you don't buy a drink, and it costs more, no need for it. Just come to Yeshiva, get whatever you want. Usually, or cheaper, the shekel store than the store over here. They point out, if that's so, you have a baya, according to the Reim, that now you have a din berchus mozen deraiso. The maiso. The Reim is a das yochid. So if Shtumach and Chankinievsky, they bring down, the ish lezara, let's be chosh for the Reim, and don't do that. Have your case of a salad with liquid over here. However, let's say you didn't go do that. Maiso, what you go do? Says of Shtumach, we had a shuv in the chelik aleph, and the chelik shuvis, Chankinievsky also done the mashka. So the maiso, what you go do? It's a das yochid. So we don't pass on it. So brochus, right. But even though it's not brochus, it's something deraisa here. Something deraisa, Bechta Mosin. But here, again, Mishmur is very clear, it's a das yochid.
Oh,
actually, Mishmur is not at all. Ramos choshev, as a milo. You certainly should be choshev, they say. But Alocha, not the bench all over again. That means again, you go to these stores over here, they point out what to go do, either wait a while, an hour, to your falafel, either you're not thirsty anymore, or economic, drink water, drink by the place. Now again, you have to drink till you're full of drinking. Just have to drink a share of yes, that's enough. Otherwise, you have a shallow of this Ram Shida that is brought down by the Ramah over here, that now you're here, because the Muslim there is over here. See, sometimes people, they do, they bench, and they drink what afterwards, without the shallow bracha shen tzricha. They drink what afterwards. According to Ram, you have a shallow of some Muslim now. Again, we don't do that, but it's not the correct anogo. And I said, next time Imam should do Simon Kuf Tzadik test. Slav Rabbah.